Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, continue to feature songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades in order. We'll start it off in the 1980s with a group called The Boys. Then we'll hear from Gladstein, The Pips, Switch, DeBarge, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, and Stevie Wonder together, and Smokey Robinson on his own. Well, first up this half hour, The Boys with Dial My Heart, right here on Motown.
You plays all the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Motown memory with a group called Switch, They'll Never Be. They reached number 36 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1978, and Switch hailed from Mansfield, Ohio. They were discovered by Jermaine Jackson. Before that, Glass Night and the Pips with the Nitty Gritty, number 19 from 1967. And we started with a group called The Boys and Doll My Heart, number 12 from 1988. The Boys had two charting songs on the Motown record label, and they hailed from Northridge, California. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon for this hour, featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song each of those three decades in order. We'll go back to the 1980s and DeBarge and Rhythm of the Night. Well, Rhythm of the Night was released on February 23, 1985, and it was written by Diane Warren. It was a single from their fourth studio album called Rhythm of the Night, and the song is said to have jump-started the career of songwriter Diane Warren. Rhythm of the Night was the biggest hit ever recorded by DeBarge. Well, by 1985, DeBarge had come pop and rhythm blues sensations with mostly ballads. Well, Motown wanted to produce DeBarge with a dance single to give them a bigger crossover success that mirrored that of label mate Lionel Richie, who, like DeBarge, had created his initial fan base on soft songs before the release of Lionel's All Night Long, All Night. Well, the release of Rhythm of the Night coincided with the release of the Motown film entitled The Last Dragon, which featured the song as part of its soundtrack. The free publicity on the song and the soundtrack and the movie itself helped boost its popularity. Well, here is DeBarge with Rhythm of the Night right here on Motown.
When it feels like the world is on your shoulders and all of the madness has got you going crazy, it's time to get out, step out into the street where all of the action is right there.
like being home. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. Me and you. Just take two. It takes two, baby. It takes two, baby. To make a dream come true.
Pops, your name should have been love.
Never
That's what you stand for in our life.
Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, Smokey Robinson, and Stevie Wonder together. The song was called Pops, We Love You, a tribute to Father. And the song was a tribute to Berry Gordy Sr., who passed away at the age of 90. Before that, Marvin Gaye and Kim Weston together, It Takes Two, number 14 from 1967. And we started with The Barge and Rhythm of the Night, number 3 from 1985. And that was the theme song from the Berry Gordy movie called Last Dragon, starring Vanity. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring songs from the 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of these three decades in order. Well, back to the 1980s, and here is Smokey Robinson in One Heartbeat, right here on Motown Memories. Smokey Robinson in One Heartbeat, number 10 from 1987. Well, this hour features songs from 1960s, 1970s, and 1980s, one song in each of those three decades and more. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.